Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Raid by Ray. Minister Bahlil Lahadalia holds meeting to accelerate downstreaming and national energy security. Minister Erlangga welcomes Indonesia's victory in palm oil dispute, and now the news in details. The first news. Indonesia Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources and Chairman of the Task Force for the Acceleration of Downstreaming and Energy Security, Bahlil Lahadalia, held the inaugural meeting of the Task Force for the Acceleration of Downstreaming and National Energy Security, held at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources Office, Jakarta, on Friday, January 17, 2025. According to Minister Bahlil Lahadalia, President Prabowo Subianto asked the downstreaming to prioritize domestic financing to reduce dependence on foreign financial institutions. Minister Bahlil also conveyed that the involvement of domestic financial institutions is to support not only the downstreaming policies, but also an opportunity to strengthen the national financial sector and encourage economic independence. It is in line with Presidential Decree No. 1 of 2025, which emphasizes the importance of downstream to increase investment and create added value in the country. It has further emphasized that the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources will become the coordinating center to carry out the strategic steps that have been formulated to increase investment and downstream over the next 5 years. The second news. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto welcomed Indonesia's victory in the palm oil dispute with the European Union at the World Trade Organization. According to Minister Erlangga, this victory proves Indonesia's ability to fight international trade discrimination. In Jakarta on Friday, he emphasized that Indonesia's victory at the WTO is proof that palm oil-based biodiesel is recognized by the world. Through the panel report on January 10, 2025, the WTO decided that the European Union has discriminated by giving unfair and detrimental treatment to Indonesia palm oil and biofuels. Minister Erlangga hopes that the victory of Indonesian palm oil at the WTO can facilitate the completion of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement between Indonesia and the European Union. The palm oil case at the WTO has so far haunted the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation negotiations between Indonesia and the European Union. The third news. Indonesia Minister of Trade Budi Santoso re-emphasized the role of the warehouse receipt system in supporting food self-sufficiency. This was conveyed by Minister Santoso when attending the food coordination meeting chaired by Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan in Makassar, South Sulawesi on Friday. According to Minister Budi Santoso, warehouses in the Warehouse Receipt System program of the Ministry of Trade can be used to store food commodities such as rice or grain and corn. The warehouses owned by the Ministry for the Warehouse Receipt program can be used and jointly together to optimize the use of SRG facilities in food self-sufficiency. He also urged local heads to optimize the use of warehouse receipt system in their areas. Minister Budi added that the Minister of Trade followed up President Prabowo Subianto directive by preparing the warehouse throughout Indonesia as a means of storing rice or grain and corn. Currently, there are around 100 warehouses that are not yet operational with a total capacity of around 145,000 tons. Moreover, Minister Budi emphasized the importance of maintaining food price stability, food self-sufficiency. The fourth news. The Indonesian women's futsal national team defeated the Indian futsal team with a landslide score of 6 goals without reply at the AFC Women's Futsal Asian Cup 2025 qualifying event at the Amongrogo Sports Center in Yogyakarta. In the first match of the qualifying round against Kyrgyzstan, Garuda Pratiwi team also won 11-3. Indonesia Women's Futsal National Team coach Luis Gonzalo Estrella said that he deliberately made a more intense rotation and also saved energy for the last match against Hong Kong on Sunday. Nevertheless, Estrella appreciated the hard work of his players.
So we shift the win, we score 6 goals. I think we
Jadi kami layak untuk menang, meski kami pikir kami hanya mengeluarkan sekitar 50-60% kekuatan kami. Tim ini memang berpesta 6 gol, tapi kami bermain lebih cerdas dan tentunya menyimpan tenaga untuk pertandingan terakhir pada minggu besok. Mungkin pertandingan ini bukan penampilan terbaik kami, tetapi anak-anak punya rasa kepercayaan diri yang baik dan mereka bermain dengan sangat cerdas.
I think today was not the excellent performance, but I think it was a very clever performance with our goals that we achieved.
Meanwhile, captain of the Garuda Pratiwi team, Novita Murni, admitted that it was difficult in the early minutes of the match to break in the Indian goal. However, after the first goal, the players were freer to dismantle the defense of the Indian women's team led by Ritika Singh. Igor Rosita successfully opened the first goal for the Indonesian national team in the 7th minute. Then at the close time, namely minutes 13 and 14, Salsabila and Fitri Rodiana increased Indonesia's lead 3-0. In the second half, 3 more goals were created to complete the Garuda Pratiwi national team's goal party. Indonesia also confirmed a ticket to the AFC Women's Futsal Asian Cup 2025 finals, which will take place in China in May. The fifth news. Indonesian startups have again made achievements in the international arena by dominating the ASEAN Digital Awards 2025 in Bangkok, Thailand, by winning 9 of the 18 awards given. The awards include 4 gold medals, 3 silver medals, and 2 bronze medals, most of which were won by startup partners of the Minister of Communication and Digital through the Digital Mentoring Program. Minister of Communication and Digital, Mutia Hafid, in her statement regarding the ASEAN Digital Awards 2025 from Bangkok, Thailand, as reported on Sunday, pointed out that this victory proves that Indonesia's startup ecosystem is not only growing rapidly, but also be able to compete at the international level. According to Minister Mutia, her side is committed to continuously encouraging the growth of Indonesia's startup ecosystem through various strategic programs and assistance. She affirmed this success confirms Indonesia's position as a major force in the Southeast Asian digital ecosystem, while strengthening the country's role in innovative and inclusive digital transformation. The sixth news. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism, as Indonesia's representative in the Travel Exchange ASEAN Tourism Forum 2025, which took place on January 15 to 17, 2024 in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, presented a number of new programs to support the flagship program of Indonesia's tourism development. Deputy for Marketing of the Ministry, Nimade Ayu Martini, in her remarks at the Travel Exchange ASEAN Tourism Forum 2025 in Johor Bahru, Malaysia on Friday, conveyed that the Tourism Village Development Program remains a flagship program in Indonesia's tourism development. But there are several new programs that are presented to strengthen existing programs. Nimade also explained that these new programs are presented as an effort to present quality and sustainable tourism in Indonesia. Thus, Indonesia is increasingly recognized in the international market, especially in the Southeast Asian market. In addition, she pointed out that on this occasion, the Minister of Tourism collaborated with the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia Johor Bahru, the government of the state of Johor, and the provincial government of Riau Island, strengthened connectivity from Johor to Indonesia and vice versa, and initiated cooperation in the cross-border promotion program. And the final news. The Ministry of Creative Economy said that digital printing can be a solution for creative economy players to get royalties. Therefore, the ministry continues to encourage them to keep developing a bid to compete in the global market. Deputy Minister of Creative Economy Irene Umar, in a press statement in Jakarta on Saturday, hopes that the use of digital printing technology can open up opportunities for fashion businesses to collaborate. Meanwhile, Deputy for Cultural Creativity and Design of the Ministry of Creative Economy, Yuka Sri Rahayu, appreciates the idea to raise crafts from traditional craftsmen. Moreover, these results can be applied to fabrics using digital printing technology. And that was the news from Voice of Indonesia.